What kind of a hand have we been dealt as women today, and how can we best play it? It's a large question that's always lurking in the background, and since the answers aren't obvious, I find women's lives to be immediately suspenseful and interesting. Don't you? Wait a minute. Who am I? I'm Abigail L. Rosenthal, Professor of Philosophy Emerita at Brooklyn College of the City University of New York. And while my advice has always been not to take my advice, I do write a weekly blog I call Dear Abby, the Non-Advice Column. And so, dear listener, I invite you to pull up a chair at this virtual cafe table, no matter your gender, age, convictions, or style of life. James Baldwin wrote a novel, Giovanni's Room, ostensibly about the coming out of a gay man and how he disappoints the woman in his life. Baldwin said the book was really about, quote, the crucial lack of sexual authority in the American male, unquote. The character cannot line up his erotic nature and harness it to his identity and the tasks of his life. To encounter that implosion is profoundly frustrating for a woman. If, on the other hand, she finds herself wanting and able in conscience and with trust to support his sexual authority, this is a blessing for a man. At the same time, her acceptance of him is really an activity, not a passivity. So it has to come from a woman who lives from her own center of authority. It's walking a tightrope, or anyway, a delicate business. If it comes down to a power struggle, men have advantages, aggression, freedom from childbirth and menstruation, physical strength, that allow them to seize the upper hand without appeal if the culture permits. One saw this happen overnight in Iran, and there submission entailed a massive surrender of feminine authority. With the coercive demand to cover with FGM, female genital mutilation, the feminine itself is erased. The woman enters the land of invisible women, to quote the title of a book by Kanta A. Ahmed, a female doctor reporting from Saudi Arabia. To submit to a male bully is useless and hopeless. But bullying comes in many guises and genders. For example, about party-line feminist ideologues, I have said to my students, if I want to get pushed around, I can find a man to do it. Thanks so much, dear listener. If this added value to your life, I'd be happy if you subscribed. You can find me at www.abigailrosenthal.com. I've written a book called A Good Look at Evil, and if that's not too scary for you, you can buy it on Amazon. Another book is called Confessions of a Young Philosopher, and that's forthcoming soon with illustrations.